Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
I thought that was going to be different, Mr. Speaker, because I took President Biden at his word. I took him at his word when he said he was going to get COVID under control. Mr. Speaker, unfortunately, more Americans have died this year than last year.
Republican Representative Kevin McCarthy on the House floor last week shaming the president for failing on his campaign promise. And if reports out of Africa can be trusted, a new variant of COVID-19 has been detected. Nature magazine reported the new variant is out of Botswana. The World Health Organization is holding an emergency meeting today to discuss the rise of COVID-19 cases in South Africa that have been blamed on the new variant of the virus. South Africa's Minister of Health identified the new variant as B11529 and said it seems highly contagious among young people. The British government is taking no chances and announced it has started banning flights from South Africa and five other southern African countries on Friday. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Here comes winter.
Forecasters say a quick-hitting storm known as an Alberta Clipper is forecast to bring frigid air and the first snow of the season for some across a wide portion of the country. Due to a dip in the jet stream, cold air will rush across portions of the Midwest and the Great Lakes on Friday and set the stage for stormy weather to come. People in the Dakotas, Ohio, and Michigan that are heading out for Black Friday will need to bundle up as low temperatures are forecast to dip into the teens and 20s by Friday night. Stormy weather will reach across the northern U.S. Snow is forecast from Minnesota to Illinois during the day on Saturday. Snowy and slick conditions that do develop on the roads may lead to travel issues or significant delays as the travelers continue to increase throughout the holiday weekend. Snow will continue across much of the Great Lakes region on Sunday, with the steady snowfall expected across northern Michigan, as well as the Upper Peninsula. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
With technology came hardware, the gear that runs computers, then software, the unlimited programs to run on the hardware for desired effects. Up next, mindware. Val Dior from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau has more.
A push is growing to hear testimony under oath from Martine Rothblatt after interviews from 2015-16 reveal the creator of Sirius Satellite's plan to use injected nanobots in science, small enough to be injected undetected, that can begin a transformation of mankind into AI. AI or artificial intelligence. Interesting until the new you takes over the old you.
So I think the law will come in at some point and say that, you know, this cyber-conscious individual has been interviewed by a panel of psychologists. And this panel of psychologists has compared digital video of the individual when they had their mind with this, what I call a mental wheelchair, this cyber-conscious analog. And they've all sworn that this cyber-conscious being is the real being. So as a secular legal system, we have to grant this cyber-conscious being the legal rights of their predecessor.
That technology was advanced enough in August of 16 for Rothblatt to declare on The View that mindware was coming soon. Val Dior reporting.
The Cleveland Guardians baseball team has become the latest professional sports team to force a COVID vaccine mandate on its employees. An email was sent to employees last month warning them that anyone who doesn't comply by January 3rd will face termination. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Bry.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. And yes, we've got DeRoy Murdoch, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, post-Turkey Day. And there's nothing like cold turkey sandwiches. That's one of my favorite festivities of the holiday, DeRoy. I don't know about you.
Well, you know, we have the leftovers, and those go on usually, you know, turkey sandwiches and turkey surprise and probably turkey pudding.
Exactly.
Usually by about Monday, the turkey mercifully goes away for another year.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's always
good. We're in turkey shortages now, as you know.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, we've been fortunate, maybe because I live in free Florida. It's still a free part of the United States. Gas is still, you know, around $3.10 a gallon. The shelves aren't totally empty like I see in, you know, where my sons are living in Southern California. I mean, and gas there, $5 to $7 a gallon. It's an absolute disaster brought to you by the Democrats.
Well, that's right, and I told someone today a year ago today we were on a White House with the National Security Council. We were on a trip to Asia with former National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien, and I told one of the guys who was on the trip, I said, you know, a year ago today we were in Asia. What a difference we've had in just 10 months of Joe Biden.
Amazing.
We're now in, I call it Venezuela light. Venezuela light.
Yes.
We've got high prices, empty store shelves, and an authoritarianism. So it's kind of like Venezuela light. How about that?
And we know that it will be Venezuela heavy when American people are eating out of trash trucks. God forbid that would happen, right?
Well, I guess that's next year's development is we'll call it trash for all.
Yeah. Well, I guess if one of the Biden kids suddenly got into the refuse business, maybe we would be eating out of the back of a trash truck sooner than normal. Did I say that out loud? I thought I was just thinking it. Forgive me.
You said the quiet part out loud.
Oh, gosh. I'm sorry. Anyway, yeah, it's suddenly reality is hitting us straight in the face here. And this is what we've got. I mean, it's like you said before, DeRoy, and you wrote about it. What have the Democrats in 11 months? Have they gotten anything right?
You know, I think the only thing that Biden got right early on was he came in saying he was going to be the president, would get rid of COVID-19, the pandemic would disappear, the virus would go into the history books. And it was promising that the vaccination rate was kind of going up pretty steadily once he got in. Obviously, President Trump gave us the not one, not two, but three different vaccines in a matter of 12 months. These are all world records by far. But Biden did focus on making sure people got vaccinated. That went pretty well early on. And then he started talking about mandates, and we started hearing different things about masks and so on. And then a lot of people started resisting. You started getting vaccine hesitancy, as I guess they call it. And then a lot of people, they just, you know, you tell them, you have to do this, and people's answer is, the hell I do. And then all of a sudden, whatever it is you hope that they might do, that you might persuade them to do, they suddenly said, well, now that you've ordered me to do it, I'm not going to do it. I mean, you know, we all learned that when our parents said, you know, clean up your room. Well, guess what you don't want to do then? You don't want to clean up your room. I mean, that psychology starts at age 3 or 4, and it continues until we pass away. And Biden very stupidly decided to turn a persuasion campaign into a series of orders, edicts, and mandates. The American people, appropriately enough, they arched their backs, and then everything started slowing down, and now it looks like this thing is going to drag on into next year. So that was the one thing he had going for him. Apart from that, everything else has been a failure. Inflation, the complete disaster in Afghanistan, the booming crime surge, problems overseas with the Chinese that continues, lack of energy independence, soaring energy prices, and on and on. It's just been one catastrophe after another.
DeRoy, why can't people see that this is Joe Biden's real personality? It is an oppressive personality. You do it my way or the highway. Everybody thought he was so moderate and everything, and it's just like, I mean, this is the rebirth of Barack Obama's regulation nation on steroids.
It's exactly that. And, you know, a year ago, or just over a year ago, Biden secured the White House with this idea that he was this middle-of-the-road centrist kind of a guy, and also a nice man, you know, sort of grandfatherly, maybe like, you know, President Mr. Rogers, if you will, Mr. Rogers in chief. Well, it turns out that he is not at all a moderate or centrist. I said that, you know, a year and a half ago when he was running for president. I said, just look at his vote record. He has an American Conservative Union lifetime rating of 13%. That's zero being super left wing, 100 being right wing. He's at 13. So he is in the bottom quintile among the left. So he's been far left all along. This is nothing new. And all you need to do is spend 3 minutes looking at his vote record to realize this middle of the road stuff was utter, complete garbage. But too many people were not focused on that. They're focused on Trump is mean and he's a bully and we don't like his Twitter blast, so let's get him out of there. Well, that happened. Look where we are now. We've got a far left president, and he's not a nice guy either. You've seen, again, this sort of dictatorial mandate, edict, authoritarian sort of sense. And even when Afghanistan was collapsing, you recall George Stephanopoulos said, you know, what about those guys hanging on the airplane who you know, fell off and when they got up to 1,000 feet or whatever? He said, oh, that was 5 days ago. Well, A, it was not 5 days before. It was like 2 days earlier, number one. And number two, if it's 5 days ago, that means it's okay that these guys fell to their deaths and died, you know, smacking on the tarmac. That's okay. No sense of empathy. No sense of compassion. I'm amazed, and I think a lot of people are probably amazed, including me, at how completely cold this man has turned out to be.
Mm-hmm. No, you're exactly right. And on top of that, and we'll get into deeper detail, is it's just been so profuse with one lie after another. And I hate to say that. I tell you, DeRoy, I mean, I came from the school of thought that you always respected the office, that you had to be respectful. I was raised by nuns, and God forbid that you were ever disrespectful to the commander-in-chief, the president of the United States. I mean, you would find a ruler either on your knuckles or alongside your head to let you know right away that was stinking thinking, that was unacceptable. But I don't know what else to call it. I mean, it's just when you've got a president of the United States just flat out lying to you, and lies are in abundance out of this party. I mean, it just seems so natural for them. It's like they have some aversion to the truth that is inexplicable.
Well, you're right, and it's not just, you know, exaggeration or spin or whatever. You know, people might say, put a, you know, try to gloss things up a little bit. But when you have Biden say that the originally $3.5 trillion, now $1.75 trillion, maybe it's $5 trillion, somewhere between $2 and $5 trillion Build Back Better Act won't cost anything. And, you know, how can you save? You can spend between $2 and $5 trillion and it won't cost anything. I mean, this is ridiculous. It's costing somebody something, unless he's got, you know, a magic chest full of gold doubloons and rubies under his desk, which both China never heard of. And then you've got...
He did, but those were sent in late night to Iran, but that's another story. Yeah, we'll find out about that later.
And then you've got Secretary Mayorkas saying repeatedly, the border's closed. No, it's not. Not only is it not closed, we've had something like 1.4 million encounters at the southern border between the Border Patrol and illegal aliens. This is a record, and this is up something like roughly 3.5 to 4-fold what it was a year ago under President Trump. Now, you can say, we're working on it, it's a work in progress, okay, fine. But when you say the border's closed, you're just lying, L-Y-I-N-G, lying to the American public, and there's no polite way. It's not misleading or shading the truth. You're just lying to people when you do that, and that's the only correct and polite word to use in that situation.
And of course, to back up what they're saying, they've got policies enacted. They're handcuffing the Border Patrol and they're having them work on other things other than border security. I mean, it's just everything that they're doing is so messed up and counterindicative of what good policy should look like so that we would have border security. They're not interested in that. In fact, even to the point we're paying people not to build the wall.
We are paying people not to build the wall. We have purchased, I think it's somewhere in the range of 100 or 200 million, I forget the exact number, of metal, steel, fence materials, cement, et cetera. That stuff is just sitting out there rotting, rusting, just going totally to waste.
DeRoy, we got to hit the pause button real quick.
Okay,
we got to go to break. We've got more from DeRoy Murdoch after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Don Chang with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Testimonies from listeners indicate that the Lord is moving throughout Thailand, where the Tide Ministry is sharing the hope of Christ in the Isan language. In addition to regular radio broadcasts, we are also utilizing other methods to share the gospel in an area entrenched in Buddhism. Things like gospel messages accompanied by video and illustrations on a YouTube channel, or shorter devotionals shared on social media and popular messaging apps, all increase the opportunities for people throughout Thailand to be exposed to the gospel. The Great Commission is a mandate, and we here at the Tide Ministry find great joy in this work that the Lord has given us, and we look forward to seeing what else God has in store for Thailand. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in Thailand whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Lightning. minutes after the top of the hour. We're back with you. DeRoy Murdoch continues with us, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, I want you to finish your thought, and then I want to get your read on Kyle Rittenhouse post the decision by the jury.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was saying that the I think we've got several hundred million dollars worth of building supplies for the wall completely rotting. The contractors are being paid the same money they would get, or not the same, but some money that they were to get to build the wall, only to stay home. So among all the many people Biden is paying to stay home and not show up at work, but to stay at home and watch Netflix, that includes the construction crews who are building the wall. And I think a lot of people look at the wide open border and think that this is a mistake, or this is something that the Biden and company want to control but can't. I think it's not a bug. This is a feature. This is what they want.
Oh,
what they want is
exactly.
As many people to run across the border, and at some point it could be a couple of years. It could be 10 years, maybe it's 20 years, eventually become citizens, start voting, and their thought is that a majority of these people vote Democrat and that this will be their new margin of victory. I think it's as simple as that. I call this group FDA, Future Democrats of America, and I think this is a totally conscious, witting, deliberate policy. This is not an accident or a matter of incompetence. I think it's actually a matter of high competence. I don't like it, and you don't like it, and our listeners probably don't like it, but I think the Biden administration is getting exactly what it wants, which is a huge rush of future Democrats coming across the border, and that's what they want. They're doing a very good job of it, which is absolutely sick and reprehensible.
And the reality is these people are going to be shocked when they realize 10 years down the road that this isn't the Democratic Party, this isn't the Democratic Republic of the United States of America that they thought they were escaping to. It's like what's going to happen is they're going to go, oh, my God, we're back home again. We just happen to be in a different zip code, right, because of what's happening.
You know, and when you've got people who leave, dictatorships like Venezuela, and they come here, and again, they see high inflation, and they see empty store shelves, which is something we Americans are not used to seeing, and then a president who sits in the Oval Office lies and issues orders, yeah, that starts to feel a lot less like Washington, D.C., and a lot more like Caracas.
Exactly. Let's talk Kyle Rittenhouse. Speaking of a lie, the president of all things, you know, early on, while on the campaign trail, indicted Kyle in saying that he was a white supremacist. And this was the furthest thing from white supremacy that has ever been. And, of course, that played out. And thank God the jury understood that to be as well.
Absolutely. Well, this is something apparently a lot of Americans believe, that Kyle Rittenhouse obviously shot these people in self-defense. And apparently a lot of people thought that people he shot were black. This is some young white guy out shooting black people. Well, guess what? Turns out Kyle Rittenhouse is white. The three men he shot are all white. Two of them are dead. One of them is injured but alive. They're all white. There are no black people in this case. These are all white people, and yet somehow this is a case of white nationalism. And then Kyle gave an exclusive interview to Tucker Carlson, and Tucker asked him about this. He said, this has nothing to do with race. And he said, quote, I support the BLM movement, unquote. So this guy is not only not a white supremacist, he's a BLM supporter. How about that? So I think what needs to happen is Kyle Rittenhouse needs to get a good lawyer, the same lawyer that Nick Sandman, Huntington High School, and he needs to sue these people until they scream for mercy. He needs to start with Joe Biden at the top, who called him white supremacist with no evidence. All these people at MSNBC and CNN who called him a white nationalist and a mass shooter and all these awful things. These people didn't spend 60 seconds to try to find one scintilla of evidence behind the ugly, nasty, and here's the key legal word, defamatory things they said about this young man. He's not a public figure, so they don't have to, you know, limits or the ways you're allowed to satirize public officials do not apply. And he is just a young man, private citizen, nobody, not famous, and they're exposed. They have huge legal exposure. Kyle Rittenhouse and his lawyers need to take advantage of it, and they need to make these people pay a huge price. And once these companies start losing tens of millions or hundreds of millions of dollars that go into Kyle Rittenhouse's pocket, the people on air and politicians might think twice before screaming white supremacist, white nationalist, and white supremacist at people without any evidence. That's sick, disgusting, hideous, and it needs to stop today.
Well, and the thing is, it's so astounding. Is it's one thing, he was then candidate, Biden, makes a statement about Rittenhouse, and then he comes post-trial, first kind of said that he supported the decision by the jury, and then I guess his handlers got a hold of him and said, well, you didn't say that exactly right. So then he comes back and doubles down on this indictment of Kyle Rittenhouse. I mean, you know, how likely can a president of the United States, for saying something so irresponsible, how liable can he be, DeRoy?
Well, I think he's open to tremendous legal exposure because Kyle Rittenhouse is a private citizen. He's not a public official or even a public figure like a celebrity. You know, people like that, you've got to prove actual malice or reckless disregard for the truth. Those are two pretty high bars, according to the Sullivan versus New York Times Supreme Court decision back in the 60s or early 70s. With people who are not public officials, the margin of proof for conviction or to collect damages, if you will, is much lower. And I think he's in for a huge payday because of the hideous and disgusting things they said about him, again, without any kind of proof. The other question I have about this is, what would these people who are out protesting and Biden and the rest of them prefer that Kyle Rittenhouse had done? You know, this guy who was trying to grab his gun, she'd have waited till the guy grabbed his gun, and maybe the guy just is a, you know, someone who admires guns, say, oh, that's a beautiful AR-5. This is very nice. Oh, I like the gunmetal gray. That's a lovely color. Maybe that's why he's trying to grab it. I think he's probably trying to grab it so he could shoot him. Was Kyle supposed to hand the gun over and then allow himself to be shot? Or the other guy, Rosenbaum, I think was his name, who's, by the way, convicted, I think, 5 or 6 time child rapist. He had a loaded gun and was aiming it at the head of Kyle Rittenhouse. Now, was that guy supposed to have? Was Kyle supposed to have waited until till he pulled the trigger and maybe he lucks out and the gun jams? No, I think maybe he's allowed to defend himself. So I'm not really sure what the people complaining about the verdict and about Kyle would prefer that he had done. I think they hate him as an alleged Trump supporter. I don't know if he supports Trump or not. Mm-hmm. And I think they really would prefer that he just, you know, quietly and elegantly taken a bullet and hadn't died and could be buried peacefully. I think that's really what these people want, but they don't have the courage to get up and at least say that. I mean, this is, I'm waiting to see somebody get up and say, Kyle did this. Here's what he should have done. And the only other thing he could have done is basically sit there and die peacefully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the thing is that here it is. You've got him there in a defenseless posture. And the thing is, he should not have been there. The other people shouldn't have been there. The people that should have been on trial on this, in my humble opinion, should have been the officials, the governor, the mayor, that told the police to stand down and let this riot happen, and think about what started it all. What was the genesis, DeRoy, of all this incitement to begin with? It was somebody who broke the law.
Well, that's right. Yeah, and again, you heard, I think it was just a couple of days ago, the head of the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee said Kyle Rittenhouse, this is all, you know, based when the police killed an unarmed black man, Jacob Blake. Well, actually, he was not unarmed. He had a knife. And by the way, he wasn't killed. He's alive. So, oops, 0-2. And these are pretty basic facts. This isn't just some guy on the street corner muttering himself. This is the head of the Democrats' campaign committee for the U.S. House of Representatives getting up in public and spouting utter, complete lies in the middle of an incredibly volatile situation where, you know, you had a riot breakout in Portland. You still could have riots breakout who knows where. And people should be trying to, you know, chill the waters rather than boil them. And here you got the head of the DCCC coming out and claiming that somebody was killed, unarmed man killed by the cops. That didn't happen. And all these lies, all this, the Democrats use, the left loves the term misinformation, all the misinformation that's coming out about this is just fueling tensions rather than advancing tranquility. And shame on the left, Democrats, for doing this.
Well, about a minute left, and as you say, the Democratic Party sadly has become the party of voter fraud, lying, and cheating. Boy, what a moniker to be hung around your neck, but the truth speaks for itself, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and I'll give you just briefly one more big lie, and that is the lie that we're on the verge of default. I have a piece that FoxNews.com published all about this in great detail and a lot of numbers in there. But basically, long and short of it is that we are collecting at the moment 10 times more money than we need in order to pay the interest on our U.S. bonds. If we do that, we don't default. The idea that, oh, my God, we're about to default, we have to raise the debt limit, is garbage. We have last fiscal year, 10 times, 10x or more than 10 times the amount of money we need to pay off the interest rates, obligations, avoid default, and yet you've got Janet Yellen lying, Biden yelling, lying, the Democrats lying, that we need to raise the debt limit to pay our creditors, avoid default. We are far from default, and there's just yet another left-wing lie, another left-wing scare tactic to try to terrify the American public and get what they want,
exactly,
which is bigger government and more control over our lives.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
I thought that was going to be different, Mr. Speaker, because I took President Biden at his word. I took him at his word when he said he was going to get COVID under control. Mr. Speaker, unfortunately, more Americans have died this year than last year under
Republican Representative Kevin McCarthy on the House floor last week, shaming the president for failing on his campaign promise. And if reports out of Africa can be trusted, a new variant of COVID-19 has been detected. Nature magazine reported the new variant is out of Botswana. The World Health Organization is holding an emergency meeting today to discuss the rise of COVID-19 cases in South Africa that have been blamed on the new variant of the virus. South Africa's Minister of Health identified the new variant as B11529 and said it seems highly contagious among young people. The British government is taking no chances and announced it has started banning flights from South Africa and five other southern African countries on Friday. USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
We're back with the America 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day, and especially this holiday weekend. Trust everybody had a great Thanksgiving. I know our next guest did. He's still chomping on cold turkey sandwiches, and I'm right with him. He's the professor at Arizona Christian University and the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. Dr. George Barna joins us now. George, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good, but I want to correct that misperception that I'm doing cold turkey. I mean, that has other kind of things.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's rephrase.
Well, hey, okay. Well, I will share with you honestly and very vulnerably that I'm into cold turkey. This is my favorite part of post-Thanksgiving are the cold turkey sandwiches and football games and, you know, time with the family just sitting around and, you know, little chips, little turkey sandwich. It's all good, you know.
All right. Well, that works for me. I was afraid you were going to go wild turkey on me there for a minute.
Well, I guess we can if we want to get to, we want to get really out there. But, hey, no need to, you know, go down those dangerous roads. Hey, I want to talk to you about the latest survey that you're bringing to our attention. And that is that the majority of millennials are struggling with profound doubts regarding the purpose and value of human life. What's all this about?
Well, I mean, it kind of makes sense, Bill, you know, when you think about all that we've been talking about the last few months regarding worldview and knowing that only 4% of millennials have a biblical worldview, 2% among the latter half of that generation.
Mm.
Kind of makes sense that 75% say that they're still trying to figure out what their purpose in life is, if they have a purpose in life. And, you know, so that makes sense, but it's a scary thought. Realizing that 3 out of every 4 people you know, 18 to 36, 37 years old, are still trying to figure out, is it worth getting out of bed in the morning? And if so, why? So, you know, it relates to things like the highest suicide rate that we've ever seen with the generation comes along with this generation. Well, sure, why not? If you can't figure out why you're alive and you don't believe that human life has any intrinsic value, 4 out of 5 of them question that. Yeah, it all starts to pull together.
Well, again, this is the thing. If you lose your sense of identity, isn't that foundational? And this is one of the things that we're missing, and I find to be a contagion. If anything is a pandemic in our country right now, it's the lack of identity. I mean, because of all the options that are out there, people are confused as to what is the most important point that they could hold on to. And I think we underestimate the importance of identity, don't we?
Well, of course. And we can see that with this particular generation, where the study found that 3 out of every 10 of them, 30%, say that they relate to the LGBTQ community. Now, they're not saying that they necessarily live a gay lifestyle or bisexual lifestyle or whatever, but they are saying, you know what, I'm trying to figure out who I am, and I'm willing to try anything. That's something else that we found out from the generation. They say that they're willing to try anything at least once. And that, I think, reflects the fact that we really don't know who we are, why we were made, who made us, and where we're going with all of this. So they're just randomly casting about, trying to find something that is real, something that's secure, something that will serve as an anchor for them. And I'm not saying this to criticize them. I understand that they're in a lot of pain because of this. And God has tried to alleviate that pain by saying, let me make some things very clear for you. I made you. I made you with a purpose. And that purpose is that you would know me and love me and serve me. And that will give you that sense of fulfillment that you're searching for in life, that sense of identity, that sense of direction. All the things that you're casting about for right now, I have an easy solution. Recognize that we can be one together. I made you for my purposes. I love you. I'm willing to accept you. And that will put you on the right path.
Exactly. And this group that you mentioned, the 75% are trying to find their way. And as you say, willing to try anything at least once. No big surprise here. I mean, this is the trail that humanity travels on. And for different percentages over, you know, thousands of years, been there, done that, bought the T-shirt, and there's anecdotal and empirical evidence as to what happens, what is the consequence. Even though God warns us what the consequence is, it's almost like we just have to challenge the law of gravity. And you say, well, I'm not really sure God really meant the law of gravity was in place, so I'm going to challenge it, and I'm going to fall off the roof and see. And then when they hit the ground and they're bruised and broken up, they realize, well, hey, you know, that law of gravity thing really is in play here. And it's almost like the young people are trying to defy gravity at a risky consequence, are they not?
Yeah, and, you know, Bill, I mean, you think about every generation. Our generation in some ways was no different.
Exactly.
That we're not willing to take advice from those who came before us. And consequently, we have to explore and experiment with everything on our own. It's a long process. It's a hurtful process. It's a personally costly process. That's what we see going on here. But what the added obstacle for millennials seems to be that as they're looking at the different ways to experiment and different things to evaluate, scriptures typically are not part of that process. And so when you alleviate that portion of the formula that contains the solution, you're consigned to having an even longer period of experimentation, an even costlier period of experimentation. And so we see them going through a lot of things that we're thinking, well, what are you thinking? This makes no sense. You know, it's an easy solution. If you open your eyes fully and don't participate in this cancel culture mentality of, well, I'm not even going to consider what those people say, what those people do, well, then you're really digging a deeper hole for yourself.
Well, it comes down to an issue of responsibility, doesn't it, George? I mean, to short-circuit this whole process, it's like at the end of the day, hey, it's your life, it's your responsibility. What you make of it, what you fail to make of it, you'll only have yourself to blame, will you not?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, though, with this group, what we see is that to some extent, not as full an extent as necessary, but to some limited extent right now, they're a group that are willing to take responsibility. And so what they're doing is they're exploring this idea of purpose in various ways. You know, they're looking at accomplishments. They're thinking, okay, if I take responsibility for what I can produce, what I think is meaningful in that way, maybe that'll work. Now, those who have gone down that trail so far are finding, okay, that doesn't work. Some of them are willing to take responsibility for developing relationships. That's a whole different discussion that maybe we'll have a week or two from now. But, you know, I mean, that's not working out for them. And then we also see that the biggest neon flashing sign for this group is activism. They think, well, maybe I'm going to find my sense of purpose and meaning in life through political and social activism. And so they have higher levels of that kind of political and civic engagement than we've seen with prior generations, even more so than boomers. And so, you know, they're looking there, they're looking toward volunteerism, they're looking toward all kinds of things where they're active, they're doing something, thinking that's what's going to bring it about. Not realizing God says, nah, you're not going to be able to work your way into purpose. I'm going to assign you that purpose.
Exactly. Well, and that's the lie. And that... you know, that the evil forces want us to believe in anything but God, because they want to prove that God's a liar. And the only way that they can bring that into question is that if I pull you away from the source of true power and truth, right?
And, you know, as we study worldviews that people are drawn to, this particular generation, less likely than all the other generations, to be drawn to biblical theism, you know, a biblical worldview, more likely to be drawn to things like postmodernism, Marxism, nihilism, all of which say life is meaningless, life is directionless, it's pretty random, you got to take care of yourself, protect yourself, you're all you've got. And so when you go into it with that mentality, there's like an extra brick wall that you've got to beat your head against just to get to the fact that, gosh, none of this is working. There must be something behind the wall.
Exactly. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. George Barna after this.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's EXERGEN.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603-77. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Before the top of the hour, welcome back. George Barna continues with us. Always good to have the professor in the house. He's a professor at Arizona Christian University, president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. This is a tough period of time with these millennials and what they're dealing with. And George, as part of it is, you know, when you and I were growing up, we didn't have as many options as these kids today have. Is that part of the problem? They have too many choices?
That is part of the problem, along with the fact that one of their guiding lights in their worldview that as a generation they've adopted is the choice is everything. That's really critically important because that's going to enable me to determine where I go, how I get there, and who I'm going to be when I get there. And so they're not willing to let anybody or anything make choices for them. That's a major problem. But, you know, when you talk about choices, that also brings up the issue of technology, because you've got a world now where all these alternative competing worldviews and some of their applications are being thrown at this generation. All of us, really, but that's a generation that lives through technology. And so that makes it even more difficult to escape that mentality, even for a few minutes, to think through the possibility that maybe it's not about everything that's so tangible in this life. Maybe it's not about what my colleagues in my generational cohort are thinking. Maybe there was wisdom from before. It's not necessarily pouring through, you know, the internet and social media and video games and the movies I watch, the music I listen to. Maybe there are sources of wisdom beyond that that I'm not even exposed to through my technology. That makes it yet another obstacle that they have to overcome. And most of them are not thinking about that. Most of them just blanketly accept that if I need truth, I'm going to find it through my technological options.
Right. Well, what about this anecdotal evidence of kids? Because we're not talking 100% of these millennials. There are some that have heeded the caution of God when he said to Cain, if you do well, will it not go right for you? Certainly not a huge percentage, small percentage, but nonetheless, the evidence of the, you might say, the success, the peace of mind that these kids are experiencing, that stands in the face, and it's quite a contrast to these kids that are running around in the midst of chaos and confusion, are they not?
Yeah, it's true, and that raises an interesting point, Bill, which is how can we reach a generation like this if they've already decided that older people have no value to offer to them? What they do is they tend to look at people in their own age cohort.
Exactly.
And so, you know, it's important that that 4% who have a biblical worldview would be thinking about themselves as missionaries to their generation. But recognizing that the way that they're going to reach their generation is not coming up in sackcloth and ashes and beating their friends over the head with the Bible. It's going to be by them building those relationships where there is trust, and so they have the opportunity to talk with them in a relaxed way by sharing stories. Their story by the worldview that their generation has already embraced. The story of these biblical young Christians, millennial Christians, is something that the non-Christian millennials can't deny by their own worldview thinking. So they're going to have to listen to it. And while they may not accept it, it starts to plant those seeds that may cause the non-believer millennial to be thinking, huh, that's interesting. I never thought of it that way. I wonder if there's something to that. And then when they look at the Christian millennial actually modeling that kind of a lifestyle, that grows the trust deeper. That gives greater credibility to the story that the non-Christian millennial isn't ready right off the bat to accept. But again, it builds the depth of, gee, you know, I can't deny that. That's his or her experience. But boy, it seems to ring true. It looks like it's real. I wonder if I should give that more thought.
Exactly. Well, and the other thing, too, sometimes what happens with the lifestyle evangelism that you remember Joseph Aldrich had written about so many years ago, but it's so valid, is that it speaks for itself, doesn't it? I mean, it's not like you have to get into an argument about it. It's just, hey, look, at you've got more peace. You really are different, especially when you think about 96% of the kids out there without a biblical worldview that are trying to live life according to their own wits and their ideas. Forget about any other input, you know, much less from the Word of God. And by contrast, you have these kids that hold to a biblical worldview. They're heeding God's advice, as I said, you know, that he shared with Cain, if you do right, will it not go well for you? You've got to imagine, though their lives aren't necessarily perfect, I mean, God didn't say you'd have a perfect life. I mean, we're going to have some speed bumps along the way. But even in the midst of the speed bumps, you know, peace is going to abound by comparison, and you've got to imagine, you know, their happiness within their families, their job experience, just in terms of who they identify with and who do they draw their identity from. I mean, this just has to be such a glaring contrast that, you know, and probably some of that, George, you can't even explain other than just say, but for God.
Absolutely true. And, you know, again, as we look at the human condition and how we move forward in life, how we mature into, hopefully, the person that God made us to be. We've got to recognize that, unfortunately, in America at least, people typically change when they're in enough pain. And what that means is that we've been fighting God long enough that we just get bloodied in the process, not because that's what God wants, but that's because that's what we chose. And so when people get to that point of, let's call it maximum pain or sufficient pain, that they're willing to consider options that weren't even on the table before, that's why it becomes so important for us as believers to maintain the relationships with these folks, to continue to work with them, to continue to pray for them and about them, to continue to be available to them. Because there is likely to come a point at which a person, because of their level of pain, might consider God as a viable option. And it's at that point then that again, we don't have to criticize and say, well, it took you long enough, or, gee, I told you the Bible was the way, you know, Jesus right. is your only hope. What's your problem? Mm-hmm. What an idiot. No, it's like then we can love them into the kingdom by showing mm-hmm. them what God has done with us. And,
exactly.
And so, you know, keeping in mind the fact that people learn best and they retain the lesson the longest when they see something. So we can talk to them all day long. It's not going to be as effective in the long term as when they see what we're talking about. So the more that we can, you know, be prepared to give the reason for the hope that lies within us, but to also show them what that hope looks like, the better off our friends are going to be.
George, this is quite encouraging, especially for parents who are dealing with millennials that are so conflicted. I mean, they're trying to do everything they can. You know, they're reading the old psychology books of tough love and everything else and advice from people who are seemingly well-meaning. And it's almost like you're dealing with the, you know, the consult group of Job who think they know better than God, right?
Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, we had done a big study with parents of young people who grew up during what would be the millennial years to be dynamic Christians. And we studied those families. We talked with both the young adults and their parents to try to figure out, how'd you all get here? Because it's unusual. Is there something that you did? And the thing that popped out of that study that emerged from that research was both groups said the most important thing that my parents did as they tried to guide me onto the right path was they were consistent. So what they said and what they did was the same thing over and over and over again. I heard it. I saw it. I felt it. Eventually, I believed it. But it took a long time. It took a lot of experimentation on my part as a young person before I came to recognize, you know what, the reason my parents keep doing these things, keep believing these things, keep practicing these things, is because it's real and it's right. And so that consistency is something else that we've got to keep in our minds as a critical part of this process.
George, I got to imagine there was a level of transparency there with the parents and the kids, you know, where the parents were probably, you know, painfully honest in admitting their shortfallings and shortcomings, that, you know, they weren't trying to be greater than thou, that truly, and this is what's so unique and people can draw from, and that is love of parents. A parent's love toward their child is inexpressible, and it is long-lasting, and it does in many ways reflect the father's heart, doesn't it?
It does, and, you know, as you say, these parents, I mean, we had some of them break it down and cry during interviews, you know, as they thought through this. I get that. You know, and so one of the lessons that came out of it was they were saying, you know what, I've learned that my role here as the parent to my child.
Dr. George Barna, you're awesome. Happy Thanksgiving, my friend. Where can our audience go to read the full study? This is power-packed. It's wonderfully done, and I cannot thank you enough for it.
Well, thanks, Bill. Yeah, culturalresearchcenter.com. It will find the full report called Millennials in America, and then we're breaking it down into pieces, sub-reports. A couple of those are going to be available. So, yeah, culturalresearchcenter.com would be a great place to go.
Folks, it looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people.